You're listening to the Study Clicks podcast, your number one source for junior and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Hey, welcome to the Study Clicks podcast.
You're listening once again to myself, Emer, and
myself, Nessa.
We both work for Study Clicks. I'm the communications manager, amongst other things. So you might have seen me pop up a couple of times on your page.
And I run Study Clicks' social media. So Study Clicks is on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
Yes. Give us a follow.
Yeah. So if you've been listening to the podcast so far, you will know that generally what we do is we try to give our own personal experience, our mm-hmm. personal advice. We both luckily did quite well in the Leaving Cert.
We survived is the important thing.
Yeah. And like that is it. It's not even all about like doing really, really well. It's about doing as well, but whatever well is in your terms.
The best to your ability.
Yeah. It's all about reaching your own personal goals. Yeah. But we're getting really deep into just the intro. Today's topic is going to be studying at home because
it's a hard thing to do. And people yeah. need some tips.
And you might do it during Easter holidays, midterm, summer holidays, Christmas holidays, before those kind of few days when you're finished school, but you still have to wait for the Leaving Cert or the Junior Cert.
About 10 days gap.
Those yeah. few days. So yeah, we're going to be talking about all about those, give some insights, give some top tips, and hopefully at the end of it, you'll have some...
be motivated to, or self-motivated rather, because that's the big problem with studying from home. You have to do it all on your own accord. So
yeah, so you're going to hopefully at the end of the podcast leave or come away with some ideas about how to improve your own patterns of studying at home, I guess. So
get into some good habits.
Yeah, without further ado,
let's get cracking.
Let's get into it. So
what would be your first tip for studying at home?
Before you do anything else, you have to make a plan. And the plan, it doesn't matter if your plan can include, it doesn't have to just include like study this, study that. It can be the very first thing on your study plan can be, I'm going to clean my room, or, you know, all the different steps. It doesn't just have to be what you're about to study, what you're going to revise. And in the plan, I think it's important, obviously, to put in every subject, not only subject, but what topic, the specific thing. Don't keep it general. We've talked about this in other podcasts that when you're making a plan, the more specific you can be about what you're about to study, the better. Because if you keep it really general, then you kind of, you look at your study plan, you're like, okay, gonna study French. And then you sit there for an hour because you don't know what in French you're gonna study. And then you waste time. So keep it specific. And
a good example of that is whenever I tried to do Lent before, and I said, okay, instead of saying I'm not going to eat chocolate, I was like, I'm going to try and eat healthier. So if you leave it really broad, you're giving yourself leeway. I was like, well, healthy could mean eating a whole loaf of bread in one day.
Yeah. Dark chocolate is good for you, according to scientists.
So you have to be really specific. So you can't just say study French. Be study the irregular past tense verbs, write it down, and then physically take it off when you're done.
Yeah, and you get that nice sense of achievement as well once you do.
I think actually, like, rather than saying it in your head, it's really good to actually physically write it out, because then then crossing it off or taking it off whenever you have it done, so you see the good psychological benefits to actually seeing the progress that you're making, and it motivates you to do more.
Yeah.
So.
And you could do this really easily. Thanks to your old pals.
Study Clicks.
Yeah, so we already have a study plan template on the site. You can find it on our blog via How to Make a Study Plan, the perfect study plan. Or you can just message someone at the team. They'll link it to you. And yeah, it's really helpful. You can go into it. You can print it out, write in your own things. And then like Nessa said, once you're done, cross it out. It's a weekly planner, so you can kind of print out a new one every week. And it's just a good way to keep track of everything.
Yeah, and keep yourself on track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it not only has study benefits, but sort of mental benefits, because you can really see your progress and see what you've achieved so far. And it kind of helps to keep you on the level and not too stressed, because you can see the proof is there in front of you when you're finished the week and you see everything crossed off. You're like, no, okay, I'm making good progress.
You feel really in control of your life as well.
Yeah. And to continue what I was saying earlier, like, don't, it's okay if you want to include like an hour of going for a walk or playing football or going to music practice, whatever it is, and include those as well, because
yeah, don't make it just Irish, French, maths. Include, you have a whole life outside of Leaving Cert as well, and they all tie in, they all affect your mental health and your daily well-being, so include everything.
Yeah, and I think that's like a thing, definitely another point that we were going to make in this podcast, that when you're studying at home, I think some students seem to think, okay, there's no school and I'm at home all day, I must just study from like morning till night. That's not going to help you in the long run. You have to take time for A, breaks, and B, some sort of recreational activities, whatever your hobbies are or whatever you like to do in your spare time, whether it's watching TV or listening to music. Do make sure to incorporate that in somehow to your time at home. Don't kind of force yourself to study all the time without a break, because it will not benefit you in the end. You'll just absolutely fry your brain, basically.
Yeah, you'll burn out and you don't want that. So make sure to take time for yourself. Do something you enjoy.
Yeah, and then I suppose when you actually get to the study side of things, how, because the studying at home obviously is a lot different to the kind of study and the kind of intake of knowledge that you do in school, how do you think students can kind of be their own teacher at home, in a way? How do you?
Oh, the best way is definitely to practice as many past papers as you can, because at the end of the day, that's what it all comes down to. You're just going to be doing 2 weeks of looking at these exam questions, and the best way to prepare for that is to just look at everything that's come up already. And like we said before, practicing past papers is so good for one reason being that it's the same thing all the time, or similar things constantly come up. You'll see everything, you'll get really familiar with it, and you'll just feel a lot more comfortable or more confident then when you actually go into the exam. So practicing past papers is such a huge, huge part of studying. And again, like I said, like, being comfortable with it will make you feel calmer. Going on to that.
Yeah, like, I think definitely prioritize past papers, but I think some people might struggle with not having sort of a teacher there if they get to it, because obviously you can't just do every past paper and get it right and hooray. You're going to reach stages where you don't know why that's the answer, you don't really understand this word, you don't know how to approach it properly. And then that's where the kind of the problem of studying at home kicks in, because you don't have access to your teacher. Depending on how long the break is, you mightn't see them for 2 weeks, 3 months.
Yeah.
So I think then again, StudyClicks can help you that way, because we have our discussion forum, and some of the students on there might as well be teachers, because they are so helpful and they give really good advice, really thorough answers. So if you ever sort of get to a question where you're not sure why that is and you can't ask your teacher, definitely check out the forum, because someone is nearly always there to help. And not only are there students there, there are genuine teachers there too, who are more than happy to help you out, help other students out. So if you have the problem of not knowing something and not being able to ask your teacher, I would recommend the forum.
Another prior study clicks that I think is really great for passing past papers is the exam builder tool. It's usually mostly used by teachers to actually make class exams, but I think it would be really good to, if you just chose out little questions for yourself and actually printed it out and made you test yourself.
Yeah,
it's a really like nice way of just testing yourself, pretending that you're doing a full exam.
Yeah, especially because you're not really getting that pressure when you're at home. You know, if you're in school, let's say your teacher gives you a quiz or a test at the end of every week. If you're at home on holidays and you don't have that kind of pressure, you might fall a little bit out of making sure that you learn a certain thing at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to sort of keep up whatever your teacher has previously
tested,
created in that way. So it's also something else that you could maybe link into your study plan. If you, let's say you want to, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you want to study a certain topic in history, or maybe two or three topics, whatever it is. And then on Friday, you write it into your study plan that you're going to set yourself a little test. So then Friday morning, Thursday, whatever it is, you go into the exam builder, you pick out a certain few questions for yourself, and then you test yourself.
Lovely.
Yeah. And I think if you don't want to go through the whole rigmarole of making out, even though it's not complicated, but if you don't want to go out and make a whole test, another tool that you can use to test yourself is our quizzes. We launched that recently, so that's really great for sort of just fun, quick revision, making sure that you know a certain, you can do it in a topic, you can do it for the full subject. We don't have them, unfortunately, yet for every single topic, but We are working hard on getting them in as many subjects as possible, but for at the moment there are a good few that you can test out. So
they're great. I love them.
I think it I mean, yeah, I think it's fun. Like, I do them, this sounds really sad, but I do them in my spare time in subjects that I didn't do for the Leaving Cert. Like, I never did history, but then sometimes I just go onto the study like history quiz and be like, oh, I'm learning about Hitler. I never knew this.
What if I'm like a future contestant on The Chase and this might come up?
Maybe. Who knows? Yeah, no, I've learned some interesting things from the quiz. But obviously don't start taking quizzes and subjects.
Yeah, you wait
don't...
till after the Leaving Cert.
Yeah, maybe wait till you're done because you don't want to waste time. But if you're looking for a fun and easy way to kind of go over what you've just learned, use the quizzes because they're a bit of fun.
I think the big thing with studying at home and being self-motivated is you're just reading the same thing over and over and you're like, oh my God, it's not going in. Is there any kind of tips that you have for how to make yourself, how to make the information go in and make it stay there?
Yeah, it's tough because like we always say in our blogs or in the other podcasts, it's everyone is so different. Or even I get this a lot when I'm talking to students on the site and they're asking stuff like, oh, how should I study this? And it's so hard to tell one person who you don't know and you don't know their study patterns. You don't know how their brain works to try and tell someone how to study, because I might be telling a visual learner that they should go listen to podcasts and learn that way, you know, whereas they would only benefit, not only benefit, but mostly benefit from reading and seeing. So you can't, I think it's really hard to give advice like that when you don't know what the person's learning strategies are because everyone is so different. But I do think one that seems to be really effective, and it was for me anyway, is to make out your own notes. Right. It's really good for kind of retaining this information that you've already learned. So what I would do is definitely, if you're making out notes, I would not recommend making them on your computer. I would write them out with your hand. It has been scientifically proven that if you write stuff with a pen and paper or a pencil, whatever you want, that you will remember it.
Use
better.
Nice colors too.
Yeah, and use colors, use highlighters. These are all little things that will help you remember better. If you want to make notes with your computer, fine, but I, like, genuinely, it has been scientifically proven that it's better to do it with a pen and paper. And it's true, I feel it myself. Whenever I do write stuff out, it just feels more satisfying. I feel like I'm taking it in more.
It does, so, it's definitely more satisfying.
Yeah, that was always my kind of method of study. If I kind of sat down and said, okay, I'm going to study protein in home ec right now, I would get a piece of paper and I would just write out my own notes on the key points, what I know I needed to learn for the exam. Mm-hmm. I would write them out in bullet points, highlight them. So definitely, I think when you are, if you want to be productive in your study at home, I personally would recommend making out your own notes.
Yeah, at the current time of recording, the Leaving Cert is not typed out, you have to actually write. So I think it's better to just be practicing writing anyway in general.
If you're listening to this in 2025 and the Leaving Cert is taking place in hovercraft,
the invigilator is in cyborg.
Yeah, well, for now it's still pen and paper, so
we're still in the good old days.
Yeah, but even like, even if it gets to the point where you do have to type out your exam paper or whatever it is, still taking notes is still more effective if you do it with pen and paper, because something about your hand and your brain, I'm not a psychologist, I don't know, but I trust the people on the internet who tell me
the
that
hand scientists. Yeah, they know what they're talking
so
about.
So we trust those people on the internet, so now it's your turn to trust us people on the internet.
Pass on that information.
Yeah.
So not just, like we said earlier, not just studying is important. You have to look after yourself as well. You have to make sure that you're keeping up a healthy lifestyle, because if you're unhealthy, you're not going to study as effectively. You have to keep yourself, your mental health, your physical health, just try and look after yourself as best as you can. So any few tips about that, Emer?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's just so important. And I think definitely it's in the last couple of years, it's really come out that the Leaving Cert is causing way more stress than it has in past years. Mm. Students are really being affected by the stress of it and the workload, and it's really sad to see, because it's just at the end of the day,
it doesn't need to be like that. No.
Yeah, in comparison to other things in life that you might experience, it's really not a huge deal. So do try, I know it's easy to just say don't worry about it. Yeah. But do try and bring it all back and remember that it's not a huge deal. It's important obviously to do well, because it's, you know, do well in your terms, like we said at the start, whatever your goals are for the CAO, whether you maybe you want to do an internship or apprenticeship, whatever it is, and
do your best,
but don't
stress out.
Don't stress. It's whatever happens, something will come of it. You will be fine. There are ways around everything. You can get in, do a
There's so BLC many success stories about people who are disappointed with the Leaving Cert.
Yeah.
And they found other ways to do their dream job. So,
yeah. And so just do not freak out. But I think in terms of small things that you can do to make sure that you sort of keep on top of your mental health and stay in a positive mindset would be sleep is a huge thing.
Big.
I think a lot of people, definitely in my class, I heard people saying that they went to bed at 3 a.m. and then if it was before exams, they would get up again at 5 to start studying.
It's crazy.
Crazy. Don't do that. You need your sleep. You need to sleep so that you can concentrate the next day. Just shoving coffee and caffeine into your body the next day will not work. You need to have a proper rest, minimum 6 hours, preferably
minimum, yeah.
7 or 8. Don't compromise that because it will not pay off.
No, sleep is something you definitely should not compromise on. Don't pull all-nighters. They're not good.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I think if you're in a situation where something is really crucial and it's happening the next day, don't pull an all-nighter. What I would recommend is try to get an early night's sleep and then get up really early the next day, if possible, because you will at least be more alert the next morning. Whereas if you stay up all night and then have to do the thing the next day, you're just going to be drained. So that's hugely important.
I know it's easy to say, oh, get to sleep early, because I know myself, I used to struggle with, I would be lying in bed for 2 hours at a time before I'd be able to get to sleep. Do everything that you can. Empty your mind of thoughts. There's so many, we've mentioned this before, about like meditation apps before bed. Don't look at your phone before bed. Don't study in bed. That's not a good idea. So just do help yourself in as many ways as you can to just chill out. And that way you can just get a good, healthy night's sleep.
Yeah, I think people's phones definitely get in the way a lot. But if you're very serious about it and you want to focus on your study and make sure you do it as well as possible, I would try and get rid of your phone before you go to sleep.
I know, that's hard.
There are apps. There's an app called App Detox, which you can download, and then you can sort of set rules for when you can and can't use the app. The app will automatically shut down if you try to click into it after a certain hour, things like that. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. But if you're genuinely sort of interested in cutting back on the amount of time you spend on your phone because you think it's negatively affecting your study time, then try looking into things like this because, yeah, they're definitely helpful.
Yeah, they're great. Anything else to do with being healthy, keeping active?
Yeah, exercise and food, I guess, are always big ones, regardless of where you are in life or what you're doing. I
know it's very easy to stress eat during the Leaving Cert.
Yeah, and it's so good.
I remember coming home from I came home from maths paper one and I was really upset because the paper didn't go. Maths was the thing that I worked the hardest on because it was my weakest subject. And in the exam, I nearly burst into tears because I couldn't answer a single question. I was stressing out. And I remember I came home and I just got a jar of Nutella and sat down in the beanbag and just kept spooning the jar of Nutella into my mouth. It's easy to stress eat and it feels like a comfort at the time.
Or celebratory eat. I know, like, any time.
Eating for every occasion.
Yeah. Well, like, you know how I really like baking. Yeah. And so I think at one point I had a batch of brownies made and I had just finished an English essay that I had to do and I was like, I'm gonna treat myself to a brownie and a cup of tea, and then I just had this huge, like, half the tin. Yeah. So I was like, this essay took so long, I deserve this. And fair enough, you do allow yourself treats 100%, of course, but
don't bake entire cakes and eat them, dear.
Yeah. Mainly just make sure to eat good stuff, you know, it's all about balance, of course. We're not dietitians, everyone knows this. Make sure to get enough vegetable and fruit because these are all things that help your mind work at its peak activity. Banana, I've heard, is brain food. I used to always eat a banana before exams.
Oh, yes. And I don't like bananas. I eat a lot of salmon.
Omega 3. Home ec.
Definitely remember that.
If you're doing home ec, the knowledge will never leave you. I'm constantly just coming up with home ec
random
knowledge. You'd
be so surprised. All those vitamins, they stayed there for... They're still there.
Yeah, but yeah, so there's different kind of brain foods that you can eat. Just in general, for good sort of body functioning, make sure to get your vitamins and your minerals, but also
I know someone who got really, they were never a tea or a coffee drinker, and then during the Leaving Cert they got really into coffee, and then they got too addicted to coffee. They actually had to wean themselves off it. So careful with the caffeine, especially. I really would not recommend the Red Bulls or any of those, even the like the Aldi or the little knockoffs. I don't know what they're called. I think it's called Red Thunder.
Yeah. Classic.
Classic Aldi. But yeah, avoid those at all costs.
Yeah, they can be tempting, but use in extreme cases, I guess, but don't become dependent on it, and don't just have it as your way of getting through the day. It is very detrimental to your health. Yeah. And finally, yeah, just the exercise. Now, obviously, we know when it gets like deep into Leaving Cert tornado time,
there's absolutely no time
to do that. So, but you know, even if it's just a 15 minute walk where you circle your house a couple of times, you're getting fresh air. Breathe, you know, it's helping your
fresh
mental
oxygen
health
to your brain is so important, even if it's just for 15 minutes, like getting that the oxygen to your brain. Like, I know I'm sounding like a bad scientist here, oxygen, but it does, you'll come back to your, coming back fresh to your books or your notes after that, you'll actually notice that stuff will start clicking a little better.
Mm-hmm.
So fresh air, I can't recommend it enough.
Yeah. Anyway, I think those are basically our main tips if you're studying at home.
So as we do with all the rest of our podcasts, we're going to summarize by saying what are our top three tips for studying at home. So Emer, what would be your number one?
Like I said, plan.
Plan.
Gotta love those plans.
Gotta love those Study Clicks planners available on our site.
Yeah, have a look at them, make them out, make them specific. Plan, plan, plan.
Plan, plan, plan. Big one.
Number two?
I think past papers are one of the best ways of testing yourself. Getting familiar with what you're going to be asked, you'll get a lot more comfortable with it. Getting that sense of familiarity with what comes up every year will take a lot of stress out of it. And I think it makes studying easier as well when you come back to it and you test yourself again and again. So our quizzes are based on past exam questions. They're not just randomly from the course. They are actually based off what's asked. So testing yourself is a big one. It will make you feel on top of things. And number three?
Number three, like we just talked about over the last few minutes, I think staying on top of your physical and mental health is so important. People always forget it when it's around exam and study time. They just think, oh, I'm just going to have really bad mental and physical health for these couple of months because it's fine and then I'll be over it. But, you know, sometimes people don't get out of that. Do take time to plan out how you're going to stay on top of that. Eat properly, sleep properly, take breaks. Look out for number one.
Basically.
And if you're unsure who number one is, it's you.
It's you.
Yeah. Otherwise, if you're in doubt about anything, if you need some more advice or just someone to talk to, just head on to Study Clicks at any time. We're usually online at some point during the day and we'll be happy to talk to you about anything. If you have other stuff that you'd like us to talk about on the podcast, do send us an email or again a message. You can email us at info@studyclicks.ie.
And I'm also going to plug all our social media channels. So there's Facebook, there's Twitter, there's Instagram, there's Snapchat, and there's messaging features on all those. So
yeah, we're here to help. So we're going to wrap it up here, I think. But good luck with the studying at home.
You can do it.
Yeah, everyone does it. You can do it. It's easy with the tips we've just given.
Yeah, take all that on board and you're going to fly it.
Yeah, you'll be great.
Best of luck.
Hope it helps.
Bye.
Bye.